What does the 5-HT1A receptor do? It is serotonin's main calming inhibitory receptor, the counterweight to the excitatory 5-HT2A. It comes in two forms: a presynaptic autoreceptor in the raphe that acts as a thermostat on the brain's own serotonin, and postsynaptic receptors across the cortex, hippocampus, and amygdala that quiet neurons down. It is the target of the anti-anxiety drug buspirone. It explains the weeks-long lag before SSRIs work, and it acts as a brake on the psychedelic experience. Stimulating it, buspirone dampens psilocybin's visuals, while blocking it, pindolol, intensifies a DMT trip. It also gives 5-MeO-DMT its oceanic, less visual character. The 5-HT2A receptor gets all the attention, and deservedly so. It is the master switch of the psychedelic state. But no switch works alone. Sitting right alongside it, in the same neurons, in the same circuits, is a receptor that does the opposite job, and understanding it turns a one-note story into a duet. The 5-HT1A receptor is where serotonin goes to calm the system down, and it quietly shapes anxiety, depression, and the entire texture of a psychedelic experience. If 5-HT2A is the accelerator, this is the brake. And you cannot understand the drive without both. Two switches, opposite jobs. Serotonin acts on at least 14 different receptor subtypes, but two dominate the story of mood and psychedelics, and they are near perfect opposites. The 5-HT2A receptor couples to a GQ signaling protein. When serotonin or a psychedelic binds it, the neuron becomes more excitable and cortical activity ramps up. The 5-HT1A receptor couples to a GI protein, which does the reverse. It opens potassium channels, hyperpolarizes the neuron, and makes it less likely to fire. One receptor is an accelerator, the other is a brake. Both are triggered by the same molecule serotonin, which is precisely why the serotonin system is less a dial than a balance, and why drugs that shift the balance between these two receptors can feel so different from one another. Two locations, two roles. The 5-HT1A receptor plays two distinct roles depending on where it sits. In the raphe nuclei, the brainstem hubs where serotonin neurons originate, 5-HT1A works as a presynaptic autoreceptor, sitting on the serotonin neurons themselves. When serotonin levels rise, these autoreceptors sense it and slow the neuron's own firing, throttling further release. It is a classic thermostat, a negative feedback brake that keeps the brain's serotonin output from running away. Elsewhere, inhibitors in the hippocampus, prefrontal cortex, hypothalamus, septum, and amygdala, 5-HT1A sits postsynaptically on the receiving neurons, where its job is simply to quiet them, to calm the fear-processing amygdala, steady the cortex, and dampen over-arousal. Same receptor, two very different consequences depending on the address, the anxiolytic switch. This calming machinery is not academic. It is a drug target you may already know. Buspirone, Buspar, a widely used non-sedating anti-anxiety medication, is a 5-HT1A partial agonist. So are the related compounds tandospirone and gipirone. Unlike benzodiazepines, which blunt everything through GABA, these drugs work by nudging the serotonin system's own calming receptor, which is why they ease anxiety without the sedation or dependence. The anxiolytic effect is thought to come mainly from the presynaptic autoreceptors, while the antidepressant-leaning effects lean on the postsynaptic ones. Even classic SSRIs route part of their benefit through 5-HT1A, a detail that turns out to explain one of psychiatry's most frustrating quirks, as we'll see. UTW psilocybin mushroom treats, the dial on the psychedelic experience? Here's where 5-HT1A becomes fascinating for anyone interested in psychedelics. The trip itself is driven by 5-HT2A, block that receptor with ketanserin, and the experience vanishes. But classic psychedelics are not clean 5-HT2A keys. Most tryptamines also bind 5-HT1A, and that second binding acts as a brake on the very state 5-HT2A creates. The evidence is elegant. Give people the 5-HT1A agonist buspirone before psilocybin, and its visual hallucinations are markedly attenuated, even though other aspects of the experience persist, Pokorny et al. In 2016. Run the experiment in reverse, give the 5-HT1A blocker Pindolol before DMT, and the subjective effects get stronger. Zahid, Strassman et al., 2026. So the intensity of a psychedelic experience is not set by 5-HT2A alone. It is a tug of war, and 5-HT1A tone is the hand on the brake. 5-MeO-DMT and the 1A doorway. Nowhere is this clearer than with 5-MeO-DMT, the god molecule. Unlike its cousin DMT, which leads with visionary 5-HT2A activity, 5-MeO-DMT has unusually high affinity for 5-HT1A. High enough that in animals trained to recognize its effects, 5-HT1A blockers like Pindolol and WEI-10635 substantially abolish the drug's signature, Winter et al., 2000. That 5-HT1A forward pharmacology is the likely reason 5-MeO-DMT feels so different. Less kaleidoscopic imagery, more of a formless, oceanic dissolution into unity. Where a 5-HT2A-led psychedelic decorates consciousness with visions, a 5-HT1A-led one seems to quiet the machinery of the self entirely. The receptor balance, not just the receptor, shapes the character of the journey. Join the OTW sacrament. The oldest prayer remembered? The gentle dissolving of the self into light, held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first. A free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. The receptor that explains the SSRI lag. The 5-HT1A autoreceptor also solves one of psychiatry's enduring puzzles. Why do SSRIs take 2 to 6 weeks to lift depression when they raise synaptic serotonin within hours? The answer is the thermostat. When an SSRI first floods the synapse with serotonin, the presynaptic 5-HT1A autoreceptors sense the surge and clamp down, slowing serotonin neuron firing, partly canceling the drug's effect. Only after weeks of continuous exposure do those autoreceptors desensitize and stop fighting back. Serotonin transmission finally rises and mood improves. The therapeutic delay isn't the drug being slow. It's the 5-HT1A brake being slow to let go. It is also why adding a 5-HT1A blocker like Pindolol was once trialed to try to speed antidepressants up. A single receptor, quietly governing the tempo of recovery. The honest bottom line. The 5-HT1A receptor is the necessary other half of the serotonin story. It is inhibitory where 5-HT2A is excitatory, a thermostat on the brain's own serotonin in one location and a calming influence on cortex and amygdala in another. It is the mechanism behind a common anti-anxiety drug, the reason antidepressants take weeks rather than hours, and a genuine break on the psychedelic experience, turning psilocybin's visuals down when stimulated, turning DMT up when blocked, and giving 5-MeO-DMT its boundary-dissolving character. The lesson is that consciousness isn't written by any single receptor, but by the balance between them. To understand the accelerator, you have to understand the brake. OTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. The pharmacology described here comes from preclinical and human research. Psychedelics and prescription drugs such as buspirone and SSRIs should only be used under qualified medical care, and combining serotonergic drugs can be dangerous. Nothing here is a recommendation to use any substance. If you are struggling with anxiety or depression, please reach out to a qualified professional.